folks certainly enjoyed talking about the situation from practice the other day with Team Ray Hall that led to contact for you with Scott McLaughlin. They enjoyed it more than you did, I'm sure. Any lingering issue there, and does it usually get squashed pretty quickly? Something like that?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think we kind of, I voiced my opinion to them. Whether they agreed with it or not, I don't think it matters from my side of things. I wasn't a big fan of the whole stunt. But yeah, I think you get over it quite quickly because you have to be focused on the race and not what everybody else is doing around you. So we were focused on our program after that, and we ended up having a great day that day. And yeah, obviously it was a little bit nail biter to start the session off on the first flying lap like that, but luckily it didn't turn out to anything more than a slight brush of the wall, and the car is fine.
A better wake up than coffee, I'm assuming.
Oh, yes.
Now, Team Andretti, a pretty expansive, extensive team. Your dad, of course, a part of the team, a great driver in his own right. Was racing always the plan for you growing up, or did you ever have another plan in mind for your career?
No. It got to the point where my parents wanted me to do normal sports growing up to kind of be normal in that sense. I was already racing go-karts, but you know, I played the baseball, the Little League baseball, soccer and all that sort of stuff. I just hated it. I wanted to stop as soon as I started. I had no interest in it. All I wanted to do was go to the go-kart track. So it was always, my goal, my ambition to be in the Indy 500 and be an IndyCar driver full time. Ever since I could remember, you know, I think my earliest memories are at the Speedway here when I was 5 years old and watching my dad race. You know, so it's always been, I've always been around it, and I think that helped to kind of draw me into it more, but it's always been the goal for me and nothing else really.
That being said, you do have your occasional hobby. I mean, you have the music career. How is the band doing?
Right.
How's the band going?
Yeah, it's good. People don't know. I play drums in a punk band, on the West Coast with some of my high school buddies. And that's something fun. You know, it's good to have hobbies because you're obviously, you know, 90% of our time is focused on this one thing. It's just winning races and making race cars go fast. And it can kind of be, it's not as great if you're just focused the whole time on this one thing. You can get burnt out, you can get frustrated, and it's good to have these little hobbies to kind of draw your mind off of racing.
Starting second Sunday in the Indianapolis 500. Catch the race right here on Kix 96. Colton Herta, thanks again, and best of luck on Sunday.
Thank you so much.